Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting. We're talking about election 2018. I have with me now the candidate for the 6th Congressional District, Lucy McBath. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
It is great to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you, about your life, which, of course, became an open book, so to speak, with the death of your son. And tell us how that propelled you into politics.
Well, after Jordan died, I started asking very tough questions about why not only had Jordan died, but Trayvon died and all the deaths I continued to see, unnecessary gun deaths. How were these tragedies happening? Why were our legislators not speaking up? Why were our civic leaders and our faith leaders not willing to protect us? So that's how my advocacy began. Then I started asking those questions of our federal legislators in Washington. I've walked the halls of Washington. That's how I began speaking out. And what I recognize is that I would hear over and over again, our federal legislators would say, you know, we're so sorry for your loss. We offer you our deepest condolences, but the politics just aren't there yet. And I saw President Trump sitting on television with all of our federal legislators, and they were joking and laughing about the NRA gun lobby. And President Trump says, oh, well, you all don't need to be afraid of the NRA. And within 24 hours, he flipped. So I recognized that no one was going to be willing to stand up, and that's the reason why I decided to stand up and fight, because I'm just fighting for the legacy of my son, and I'm fighting for the safety and the legacy of the people that I live among every single day.
Gun violence claimed the life of your son. What is it that you want everyone else to understand when it comes to such issues as gun violence?
What I want everyone to understand is that gun violence is such an extremist culture that there are no safe spaces anymore. All of us are being affected by it. I talk to mothers in my district every single day that are concerned about the lockdown drills that their children have. And their children are explaining to their mothers, to their parents, that they have to pull their desks up, you know, in the pretend drills in case there's an active shooter, pulling the desk up to protect themselves from, you know, flying bullets, or being locked in closets, you know, barricading themselves in closets in the event there's an active shooter situation. This is not normal. This should not be our new normal. Our children shouldn't live like this. We shouldn't live like this. None of us should be in fear of being gunned down in our own communities or anywhere. And it's the responsibility of Washington, of our state legislators, and our civic leaders to protect the people that they live and work among every single day.
Big news for you. You've picked up the endorsement of a former president, that of Barack Obama.
I'm so honored and so excited, and it couldn't be more timely. Karen Handel and I are polling within 2 points of each other. She's at 49 and I'm 47, so this really means a lot to me to help galvanize more support for the district.
What do you think the former president has learned about you and your candidacy to which he's willing to put his name on your side?
Well, I stood with President Obama as he was unveiling his executive orders for gun violence prevention a few years ago. So he knows my story. He knows who I am. And I really believe he knows my commitment to serve my community in a larger way.
How would you say your campaign has done when it comes to raising the funds and being able to help you get your message out there? And of course, with the addition of the president's endorsement, will help you even more so. How have you been doing?
We've been doing really, really well. The community has been very responsive to our message, very responsive to the reality of the things that I have experienced that make me a very credible voice in Washington on their behalf.
You'll be making history if you win in the 6th Congressional District. What is it that you feel the district is crying out for that it hasn't gotten before?
The district is crying out for leadership that is listening and engaged with them. They are tired of, you know, the failed promises. They're tired of failed leadership. They want someone that will champion for them in Washington. They want someone that will take their interest on health care and education and gun violence and the economy, take those issues to Washington, fight on their behalf without all of the polarization and divisiveness, because when that happens, no one's needs and interests are served.
African-American females got a big push from the primary and into the midterms. What do you think that signifies?
It signifies that we're telling our stories. We have stories that are untold. We've been in our communities. We've been taking care of our families. We've been nurturing our communities. We've been civic leaders. We've been municipal leaders. We are taking our experiences and our stories and making a difference in Washington.
Lucy McBath, thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoyed being with you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.